Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a relatively slow Tuesday grain trade, with corn being mostly unchanged with a pretty tight range of about 3 cents throughout the day in the front month March corn, and then closed unchanged. Beans, considering that we've had such big moves over the last couple months, was relatively quiet too. We had a 13 or 12 and a half cent range in the March corn, but then closed down about 2 cents, somewhere around 12.85 and a half. They haven't officially settled yet. And then wheat futures were about steady as well, unchanged here in July 2014. It looks like it's going to close somewhere around 6.16. If we look at some of the technical studies here on the wheat futures, the market is still in the downtrend as we're about 40 cents or so below the 50-day moving average in the July 14 contract. We're trading at 6.16 or so. We're about 3 cents above the contract low set earlier in the month. And since the market isn't oversold now, if it does, in fact, make new lows here in the next few days, the market could move on down. Now, this cold spell here is the second event we've seen where there's possible winter kill, and now they're forecasting a possible third one in the first week of February. But we'll just have to wait and see that. With no snow cover or any sort of insulation on that crop, there is a real chance of winter kill.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Pretty slow news day. China is still on holiday, so there's not a lot of news in terms of their grain buying at this point. Most of the focus has shifted to South America, which it does every time, every year this time, due to the fact that their harvest is progressing. And over the next month, you'll start to see a lot of sales in the month of February in terms of exports. And there's a talk now that there's a big export sale coming out of South America at this point, and that was perhaps part of the reason why the front month March soybean futures were just a little bit lower, down 2.25 cents. But there's no official news regarding that. This morning, there was an announcement from the USDA of 110,000 metric tons of corn sold to Spain, which Spain isn't a normal buyer, but they are a buyer, and so that helped the corn futures a little bit, closing a little bit higher here. And then the other thing we have is the FOMC taper information, which will be released tomorrow, and then the State of the Union address tonight, which shouldn't really pertain much to ag. The only possible thing is renewable energies, and if there's any agenda set on ethanol use and so on, and corn demand. So not a lot expected, though. And then the FOMC meeting, a lot of people are looking for some sort of a taper, which wraps up tomorrow.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
On the close, February live cattle were down 60 cents at 142.55. January feeders were up 45 cents at 171.42. And February lean hogs closed down 30 cents at 85.27. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was down a half cent at 6.22 even. July was down a quarter at 6.15 and three quarters. Chicago March corn up a quarter at 4.32 even. And July was down three quarters of a cent at 4.43 and one quarter. March soybeans down 2 1/4 cents on the day at 12.85 and a half. And July was unchanged at 12.56 and one half. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.